I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories.
Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. So I've been thinking a bit about grief lately. As a grad student, it is part of my practical training by choice to dig into counseling people who are grieving. I am drawn to do this work and the wide variation of stages that occur during the bereavement process. I'm certain it is an extension of my deep relatedness to trauma, loss, pain, and suffering. When I hear about situations that might trigger a person's recall and then that jolt of ache that follows, I can't help but wonder about the pervasive sadness that so many people experience, longing to find that deep and intimate relationship still. Is the pain from the loss of love not unlike the pain of someone who's craving to have that kind of love? I'm pretty sure it feels like a hole in your heart either way. I see this as being true when it comes to parents. You might feel the agony that separates you from your deceased parent the same way I could feel the anguish of having one who didn't deliver on my needs. Sounds disproportionate. But if you don't receive the connection, love, and support from your own parents or a guardian, there are good chances you will look to fill that void through others. And if that doesn't actually happen, we're back to that vacancy in our hearts. We are not being filled in ways that round out our supply of needed emotions. Of course, this doesn't mean that we can't be happy or have a life worth living, because people who grieve after losing a loved one can also move on and exist with a sense of contentment. It's the whole I'm talking about. And it doesn't seem to matter if you had it and lost it, or spend each day eagerly searching for it. The cavernous space inside is undeniably empty. Let's walk down that road. When we don't have internal balance, we tend to overcompensate. This can be in the form of giving or loving excessively, or if opening yourself is too raw or difficult, if vulnerability is not on the table, we might unconsciously look to plug the holes with food, drugs, alcohol, shopping, caffeine, exercise, sex. You get what I'm saying here. It's unhealthy and extreme measures. Am I suggesting that everyone is grieving on some level? Maybe. But more than that, what I know for sure is that so many people have struggles rooted in suffering, conscious or not, and that pulling the veil back is not only hard, it's incredibly painful, especially compared to whatever is being used to numb that discomfort, so it's also unlikely. For those hanging on by a thread some days, unclear as to why you can't seem to find that missing link or person, I feel you, and I am you sometimes. It would be easy to tell you not to let go of hope that it will all fall into place as you desire. But the same way I can't predict my own fate, I'll just leave you with this. Love yourself as much as you can. Listen to the heartbreak of others who have lost love in the deepest sense. Hear the hollowness in their words as they recall that love. And know we are all more the same than we are different. That we cannot measure pain and grief, but we can find a place to relate to one another. This is one way to fill our tanks. Thinking of you, sending out lots of love. Take care of yourselves, look after each other, and as always, thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.